This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just about 7:08 and you are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And this hour, we're going to be taking a look at how Petaling Jaya is coping with the outbreak. So this is because, well, Federal Territories Minister Tan Sri Anwar Musa has designated four COVID-19 red zones in KL. PJ actually has the highest number of cases. As of yesterday, it stood at 96. So naturally, we're curious about how things are going on the ground. Specifically, how are people managing with the MCO? Are people seeing, you know, situations with their neighbours who need help or, you know, their families? Things like that. What kind of challenges you're facing? And this is coming also on the heels of reports that the government has withdrawn parliamentary allocations worth 1.5 million ringgit for several Pakatan Harapan constituencies. So we're also going to, I suppose, just see if this is also the case with PJ and whether it affects efforts to tackle the outbreak. In fact, we'll be talking to the MP of PJ, Maria Chin Abdullah, in just a little bit. But before we do that, just as a recap, the district with the second highest number of cases is Lembah Pantai with 90, which is also one of the red zones in KL that I mentioned earlier. That's Titiwangsa, Kepong and Cheras. So if you're not living in those areas, it might be best to avoid travelling to them for the time being. And if you're, I suppose, living in PJ or any one of the red zones, let us know what things have been like in your neighbourhood. You know, how have people been coping with the MCO? What have you seen? What have you observed? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. On my part, I will say that at least I live in PJ, and around the Taman, I think mostly people have been pretty compliant. You'll see a solitary jogger, you'll see one person walking one dog. There have been no visible large gatherings. And yesterday, I think when at the market, there were people, as usual, I think, practicing social distancing and having to line up before entering, because basically what they're doing right now is limiting the amount of people who are able to get into the market at any given time. But once you're actually in the market, there's more than enough food. There's more than enough supplies. And people, at least, thank goodness, have not been panic hoarding, not been panic buying, or at least not so far as I've seen. So that's been good to see. And yeah, I mean, that is at least how things stand in my little corner of PJ. But if you'd like to share what you've observed in terms of the MCO in this time, or if you have any questions for the MP of Petaling Jaya, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. On the line with us now is YB Maria Chin Abdullah, MP for Petaling Jaya. Maria, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for calling.
So, firstly, how is your constituency doing at the moment? And also, how are you feeling?
It's very worrying to know that Petaling Jaya has the highest COVID cases. On the bright side is that I'm seeing quite a lot of initiatives from the residents of Petaling Jaya, NGOs, and also the State Assembly taking initiative to actually help people to get by this present situation.
And could you take us through what some of those initiatives are? You know, how are you seeing efforts being brought forward or ramping up to tackle the situation?
First of all, I think that MPPJ has also taken quite a big step by opening up the places like supermarkets and also wet markets so that people can actually get their groceries purchased. And they have actually organized them very well with the help of the State Assembly as well as the councillors. So like Section 17 and also the Old Town Market, they remain open from 5 a.m. to 12 p.m. And there are lines to the 1 meter distancing is there. There are MPPJ staff helping the purchasers, the consumers, to actually follow the rules. And also at some point, we are also giving sanitizers so that people will actually not just do the social distancing, but also have some protection. So that is very good initiative from the MPPJ side. The other thing is Selangor has actually weighed in to help out by giving allocations to the state assembly to actually deal with the COVID cases, those who really need help in terms of groceries or medical supplies. What is happening in, at my office is that we have started the hotline since the announcement, and we have been delivering food and groceries to particularly the B40 communities. Just as I'm talking, my volunteers actually finished distributing about 150 packets of food to Desa Mentari, to those who really need and unable to actually come out. Particularly in Petaling Jaya, we have an aging population as well. So so we are actually trying to help people, either to get people to cook for them, or if they want us to buy groceries, we have also done that, help them to buy groceries and medical supplies. So this is happening. Not in we are not asking everyone to come out to volunteer, because we really don't want to create a crowd. But you know, in pairs, they have been actually making this delivery, which is good, because we really not just want people to be so worried, but there are also people who are taking the risk to actually volunteer their time to help us to deliver to those who really need help.
So just briefly before we move to the next question, what is the number of that hotline if people are thinking about calling?
The number, we have two numbers, 0111 403 861, or they can call 010 828 1550.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. So before we... I guess it's important to know right now, we keep hearing from the authorities that on a nationwide level, there are people who are still not complying with the MCO. From your point of view in Petaling Jaya, how's that going? Are people complying?
Not totally. We hope that people will really comply. Well, we're not kind of stopping them from doing their grocery shopping. But I really want to encourage people to try and do their shopping for the week or for a few days so as to reduce the crowd in supermarkets. I still see some that are forming crowds, you know, in some of these supermarkets. So we are really working quite hard to actually ensure that, you know, public places have less crowd, and that they follow the social distancing. Today, I was actually at PPUM. They are also following the social distancing. Of course, it takes much longer to get served, but I think it's a good thing that slowly people are getting into it, but still a lot more effort needs to be done. And I must say that, you know, I salute the police personnel, the medical, and also the NGOs and volunteers of Petaling Jaya have actually done so much to make sure that, you know, people are safe and people get their groceries, their food supplies.
Now, it was reported today that the government, the federal government, that is, has withdrawn a parliamentary allocation of 1.5 million ringgit for Pakatan Harapan constituencies. Have you seen this happen in your own constituency?
Oh, of course. They have withdrawn all the opposition members of parliament. It's not just about Petaling Jaya, or they have withdrawn all of Pakatan Harapan members of parliament. And that is really unfair, because especially now when we need it for emergency, we don't have enough resources to actually help. So like for me, I have to depend on volunteers, on NGOs, on the state assembly. I'm lucky to be in Selangor, where the Menteri Besar has actually put in money, resources to actually help us. But what about other states, you know? That actually is a great setback. And at times like this, when we are facing emergency and a crisis, there shouldn't be this kind of political biasness. I think all MPs should get their allocation. And we have been elected to serve the people. So give us the allocation so that we can serve the people who really need it. Because in PGA, we still need groceries to be bought. We have people who need medical supplies. We have hospitals also in Petaling Jaya that needs a lot of medical supplies, protective gears, ventilators, sanitizers, gloves, and so forth. So our little bit of allocation can actually go a long way to actually see through this crisis. So I really want to appeal to the federal government, you know, release our allocation now and allow us to use it to actually help in this crisis. Because we are in this together. We are not in this because of political differences and all that. So let us rise above that and come together to help people. We are actually trying to save lives, make our country safe again. That's the whole purpose.
So with that, though, the Selangor State Government has announced a 128 million ringgit economic stimulus package. At this point, do you know where this might go? You know, how it's going to be effectively distributed to people who have been hit hardest by the outbreak?
Immediately, they have actually given the State Assembly 30,000 from their allocation to actually spend on COVID. That, I think, is a good thing. So that will actually help people to get food, you know, while they are staying at home. As to jobs and all that, that will come after this MTO is actually lifted up. But I think that what is important is that we should not be withdrawing from the workers' EPF, seriously. The government should actually be weighing in to give the money, rather than take from the savings of workers to actually see through their daily needs. That, for me, is not on. Also, an immediate step that the federal government can do is the BSH, give all those who are registered under the BSH 1,000 for this month and also 1,000 for next month. This is also a call from the Pakatan Harapan government. That will actually immediately help them to overcome some of their difficulties, especially those who don't have the resources to buy in bulk, you know, food or their medical supplies.
And in closing then, what would your message to Malaysians be during this difficult and uncertain time?
Well, I still say stay positive, stay at home. And if you do need help, do call my hotline. We are here to help you. We can deliver or we can help you to buy. But most important, stay at home. Thank you.
Maria, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
So that was YB Maria Chin Abdullah, Petaling Jaya MP, talking to us about how PJ is coping with the outbreak and also giving some thoughts actually on the situation surrounding the parliamentary allocation of 1.5 million ringgit for opposition constituencies, and thoughts also on people withdrawing from their EPF in order to get by, actually, at this point in time, both of which are stories that I think we'll likely be covering tomorrow. In the meantime, if you want to help out with community efforts in PJ, or conversely, if you need help, I think, as YB said earlier, whether you need help getting groceries or food, if you need that kind of outreach at this point in time, those numbers, again, for the hotline, it's 011114038 61. Or you can also call 010-828-1111. 1550. So yes, those are the numbers. And if you would like to weigh in on how things have been for you in the whole midst of this movement control order, especially if you are in Petaling Jaya or any of the COVID-19 hotspots that have been named by the FT minister, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.